So it surely has passed some time from that episode, basically two-part episode of the web security essentials, like basics. But today, the main part of it includes the scaling into the web applications. So I guess right now, in a cozy living room, having to stare at my own notes and having to drink my own coffee, this, I think, is the right time to talk about scaling web applications. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Full Stack Radio. I'm your host, as always, Harry. And today we're going to be diving into the exciting world of how to scale web applications. So as I'm doing right now, grab your favorite beverage, get a little bit comfortable, and let's embark on this journey together. So, in order for us to be discussing this extended title, I wrapped the whole topic into five most important topics, subtopics, let's say, to be scaled upon the main title. So, web application scalability and scaling web applications in general needs to be having these five important aspects when deciding, before building an application or a website, how to do it. So the first one should definitely be the understanding of scalability itself. Scalability is likewise the designing a skyscraper, let's say, with future expansions in mind. We could definitely be thinking like a way of creating a structure, like building a structure that can support additional floors when the demand arises. Let's say we have like a three-story building right now, but in the near future, or maybe after 5 or 10 even years, we need to add some more to it. So this is called scalability. How easy it is for the foundations of the structure of the building that we're building to be expanded into the future. So similarly, in web development, we have this exact functionality, this exact flow that's anticipating growth, and it ensures that our architecture can handle the key to success, let's say. So I have a couple of examples here. Like if we are considering a social media platform, we just need to start from a few hundred users, right? No one starts with 100,000 users. So as the user base grows exponentially, the platform must seamlessly also scale its infrastructure to handle millions of users this time without crashing or slowing even down. Basically, this is the whole functionality of how the scalability works and can be understood. So building also another aspect of not a web application this time, but an e-commerce website, let's say, like to experience a sudden surge in traffic during a flash sale, this could surely lead to errors and crashes, as we said, with the traffics. We imagine that we have an e-commerce site that can scale up to, let's say, 1,000 users, 1,000 customers at the same time browsing our website. But for some reason, today we have a flash sale and 3,000 users came into our website. So it's slowing down, most probably crashing for some users. And this is not the right and appropriate behavior. This is not the right UX experience, as we said before in the other episodes, for our users. Basically, the main concern that we have to have in mind is that without the proper scalability measures, the website crashes, and in the increased demand that it has, it results, of course, in loss of sales and frustrated customers. So this is why the first thing to have in mind when scaling applications is to understand scalability itself. Why we need to have in mind different aspects of our web applications before even trying to develop anything. That's what we said about the building before, that maybe sometimes we need to build like a small structure with 3, 4, 5 stories, and then in the future, like 10 years from now, we need to expand this building into having 100 stories. What should happen next? Of course, if we don't analyze and structure this building before building it, actually, this would lead to a different kind of scenario. The building falling and everything collapsing, and as the social media platform happened to be handling millions of users, or the e-commerce website handling millions of users, they crash and they slow down, which leads to frustrated customers, as we said. But we need to think of scalability as the future-proofing our digital infrastructure, just like we wouldn't build a bridge that can only support a few cars at a time. We shouldn't develop a web application that can't accommodate a growing user base or increase data loads. This is why scalability plays a specific and important role when trying to prove that our future lies in our future. So, understanding, as we said, the scalability aspects of programming, in our case, is a huge material to have in mind. But enough of the scalability as a meaning, because scaling web application is not only in understanding what the whole aspect of scalability is, but to also have the performance in mind. If you remember, in the first or second episode, we talked about the performance optimization, and now this actually goes in what we said in the second episode, goes inside also scaling web applications. Performance optimization is like fine-tuning a finely crafted instrument. So every component must work in a harmonic way to produce beautiful music, let's say, or in our case, deliver a seamless user experience, as we said in the previous episode. Let's say, for example, that we are thinking of optimizing database queries as decluttering a messy workspace. So by organizing and streamlining the data that we have inside and the retrieval processes that run into the website and the database itself, we can most importantly, improve the efficiency and the speed of the application. But how important is this to the whole performance optimization system? Just like, as we said, a well-oiled machine operates, like in a very smooth and efficient way, in the same way, properly optimized web application delivers the content that the users want to see and they can be engaged with and satisfied with. It's basically a most important and simple way to consider a news website that loads different kinds of articles and images in a very quick way, regardless of the user's device or internet connection speed. This also plays a specific and important role, but the seamless experience that we need to be resulting of the meticulous performance optimization is behind the scenes. So basically what we need to be building and structuring again, analyzing our development path and projects before even thinking of it. We cannot start building something like, as we said, a news website that is supposed to load the articles and images very quickly, regardless of the user device or internet connection speed. We need to understand which technology is better just for this website. We cannot think in one type of brain thinking into specific languages. So basically, let's say I'm going to be starting building something with React because React is a quick and easy way to implement such kind of website. So a news website should be the perfect way to start building something without even letting the users experience any speed or efficiency errors. So basically, I was just thinking with this example to provide you a quick way in order to understand how a news website, for example, as we said now in the latest one, could work efficiently without letting the user even thinking of an optimization or performance error. So enough of also the performance optimization systems, but we also need to have in mind how important is scaling, but not in the generic way, but in a more specific way regarding the horizontal and the vertical scaling. Basically, choosing between horizontal and vertical scaling is like deciding between expanding a single-story house outward or adding additional floors to accommodate more rooms. Both approaches have, of course, their disadvantages and the advantages, depending on the specific requirements of the project that we have. First example would be surely that horizontal scaling is like adding more lanes to a highway to be able to accommodate increasing traffic. Each additional lane can allow more vehicles to travel at the same time, reducing congestion, of course, and improving the overall throughput. Of course, I could have two other different examples for this case to make you understand how you can horizontally and vertically align and scale your project. Because vertical scaling, let's say, on the other hand, involves upgrading the existing service hardware resources, such as we say, the CPU, RAM, and the storage capacity. It's like upgrading a computer's components to handle more demanding tasks. It's kind of different between these two cases, as for horizontal and vertical scaling, but having also a more generic example, I should be thinking like, imagine that we have an online gaming platform that is experiencing a surge in concurrent players. So the basic way to meet the increased demand, the platform might horizontally scale by adding more servers to distribute the gameplay load, and this distribution could evenly distribute the load across all the multiple instances. That's like a real-life example that can show you how these servers can be making your game easy in terms of the whole online gaming platform experience. So more players shouldn't be an issue. We have more servers that can distribute the load on each and every one of them and leaving the players empty of their negative comments. But it's not only about horizontal or vertical scaling, but it is also for load balancing techniques. Imagine that we could also have a load balancing issue that we cannot even try to understand how we can scale this application in order to be not crashing every time. So load balancing is the digital equivalent of, let's say, a skilled juggler who likes to keep multiple balls in the air at the same time. By evenly distributing incoming requests across, of course, multiple servers, load balancers ensure that we have an optimal experience and optimal performance and reliability. Consider we have an e-commerce website again, preparing for holiday shopping season. So we have the sale again, and we're just preparing to have more users than usual. And we just need to have the load balancing in mind. So load balancers help distribute incoming traffic evenly across the website servers. And that is by preventing any single server from becoming overwhelmed and to cause downtime. Think like of load balancers as traffic cops directing vehicles through busy intersections. This is a very, very important role to be having due to the load, and as you have like a holiday shopping season, as we said before. Because by efficiently managing this flow of the data between the clients and servers, load balancers help optimize the resource utilization and minimize response times. This could also be a very good and a very important factor into accessing the scaling of your application. These three, like optimization of the performance and horizontal, vertical scaling and load balancing, are the very most important things into actually realizing how important it is to be scaling your application as it is of heavy traffic. Of course, we have seen other examples in the past of different applications or even servers of websites crashing down and not being able to be scaled furthermore. And of course, teams can be kind of struggling with this whole process of upscaling either horizontally or vertically their application in order to be accessing more users. Of course, this should also be a hosting issue. Like if you can remember something like, imagine that we have a website again, which will have only a landing page. So let's say I'm an artist and I want to build a landing page website for my work, like only one page of my name, what I do, etc. All this stuff. But the hosting of the website is supporting only this cause. However, let's also imagine that after 2 years of business, I would like to scale up that website by trying to build, for example, an order management flow. But the database integration is not there and the hosting is not enough, of course. So the orders cannot be handled and the website cannot handle so many clients at the same time, because it was initially thought that this website should be just a display of my work and myself. But it's also important to have in mind that where would your project be in some years from the existing time frame? When we start analyzing how to build a website, we should be thinking like, are we going to be scaling the business at a certain level? That's where we need to pay more attention and have in mind the possible threats of upscaling the website or application. These threats, where should they be? So that's why we talked about the performance optimization and how important it is, the horizontal and vertical scaling, and also the load balancing after all of these issues that we may have found. But we should not also neglect the idea of monitoring and alerting the customer, or even us, or the servers themselves, of any future attacks or metrics of our application when it's done and it's finished for scale. Monitoring and alerting are like having a team of vigilant guardians, let's say, that are keeping watch over our kingdom of the application, let's say. By continuously monitoring system health and performance metrics, we can easily detect and address the issues before they escalate into major problems. These major problems, of course, would be included into the all the issues that we have told before, like load balancing and even performance issues, or even storage capacities with not so many users to be supported, and all of that stuff that we said also with the e-commerce website. So it's easy to be thinking of monitoring tools as a digital dashboard that it's displaying the real-time data on the server and how much CPU is used and the memory consumption of your website or your web application. Of course, the network traffic and many more. But keeping an eye on these metrics with this stuff, when with this process, you can easily identify and troubleshoot potential bottlenecks, let's say, or failures proactively. Consider that we have an online banking platform monitoring transactions for any suspicious activity, but in real time. We have the monitoring and alerting installed on our system and our web application, and now we can use these metrics in order for us to understand if our application is okay and is actually available to be upscaled in the future. So with the online banking platform, we have the monitoring transactions that keep monitoring the suspicious activity in real time. But if any unusual patterns or anomalies are detected, automated alerts can notify security personnel to investigate further and mitigate potential threats. That's why we have the monitoring effects and the alerting effects that can be used for us to understand either the security issues and the security threats of our web application, but also the upscaling of our business. Imagine that you have 24 hours a day, a web application or another system, external system, that is informing you of any errors at any time on your application, all the time. This could be an amazing help for you, and of course can tell you some metrics in the future how you can upscale your business. Imagine also, as a last example, that a cloud-based application scaling dynamically based on fluctuating demand, monitoring and alerting the systems plays, of course, as we said, a crucial role in triggering auto-scaling events. So this automatically ensures that your resources are allocated in the correct way, and of course, they are reliable. So monitoring and alerting was another type of section for scaling your web application or your website, or in general way, your project. And this is how we got into this topic in general. So we talked about how to understand scalability and what scalability is, how we can understand how to build a structure that can support multiple other layers in the future, and how important it is for performance to be optimized for now and for the future and for any plans that you'll be making in the future for your application. We also talked about the horizontal and the vertical scaling, how the horizontal scaling is like adding more lanes to a highway to accommodate increasing traffic, and how vertical scaling, on the other hand, involves upgrading the existing server's hardware and the CPU and the RAM and the storage capacity for your application. And we also had the time to speak about the load balancing and how it is like a skilled juggler, as we said, who is keeping multiple balls in the air at the same time. So as we said this, we are experiencing the same thing as incoming requests across multiple servers. So your application cannot be stuck or crashed and can ensure optimal performance and reliability. But in the end, we talk also about how important it is for our applications and websites to be monitored and be alerting us at any time that we're experiencing any issues, like our Vigilant Guardians, as we said, with system health monitoring and performance metrics, and how easy it is for our online banking platform to be monitoring also transactions for any suspicious activity and all of these patterns that may be ensuring that we have future threats. So that's what I got for you for today's episode. If you like this episode, please take some seconds and like this episode. Also give us a subscribe, which is immensely helping the channel grow. And as always, I'm going to be thanking you for listening to this podcast episode. I'm waiting for you on the next one. Thank you. This was Full Stack Radio. I was Harry.